It's been over a year since ChatGPT exploded onto the scene and made us realize that marketing was going to change, honestly, forever. All of a sudden, things that took us forever before, we could do so quickly. But is there a balance that we need to strike when we're using AI within our own marketing strategies? I think you know I'm going to say the answer is yes. I mean, just given the title of this episode, AI has made it easy to add personalization to our marketing to be more efficient, which is great when you're a one person or a small team and create content far more quickly than we might have been used to doing. It could take us hours to do something that we can do with AI in just a matter of minutes. But how do we use AI and still keep that human touch? I am not sure there's ever going to be a day when we can't use AI without any oversight, or when we can use AI without any oversight. After all, it's only as good as the people training it, and there's a lot of biases and some other problems with it. Misunderstandings, false information, or as ChatGPT calls them, hallucinations, are problems that people are having with AI as they're creating content now. So let's break down how you can use AI to make your life easier, but you're using it responsibly. You're listening to the Captain Coder Podcast. Each week, I take you through actionable strategies that can help you scale your service-based business online. I'm your host, Marisa Van Sciver, aka Captain Coder. Now, perhaps the first thing that made everybody fall in love with ChatGPT when it launched was how fast you could spin out a blog article, social media captions, put in questions and get funny answers in return, right? Our lives, all of a sudden, we're like, this is going to be so much easier. Okay, listen. AI has its uses, but if we want to be responsible with how we use it, we need to use it to improve our efficiency, but not replace our human thoughts and ideas. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar. To write a single blog post, you could spend hours digging through discussions in online communities, Google Trends, looking at SEO keywords, any of those places that you would go to find topics to write about. Then once you found a topic, then you had to do a bunch more research and stare at a blank page to just put it all together. Some of us really like that. Most people don't. With AI, suddenly you could take the guesswork and the time out of generating these ideas for your content. So just as an example, when I'm creating my weekly blogs and podcast episodes, I go through the following process with Google's Gemini AI tool. I prefer that over GPT. I feel like it just gives me slightly better answers. Also, it's straight from Google, so why wouldn't I? Now, step one is I generate blog topic ideas for my target audience. Now, I always make sure that I'm communicating back to Gemini who I'm trying to reach, who I'm targeting, who I'm talking to. Then the second step is you weed out those topics that you like and you don't like and decide on, say, 12 or 13 of them, depending on how much time is in the quarter. Now, you might ask for variations on a topic idea, things like that, but you can create from these topics. Then you can take an individual topic idea, go back into Gemini and explain my audience, maybe some of the basic points that I know I want to make in the article, and ask Gemini for further ideas for that article. It helps you think through all of the things that you might be missing, or even sometimes it tells you, hey, no, don't like that. I'd rather talk about this. You know, negative stuff helps too. And then I ask Gemini to turn that into an outline for a blog once I have something that I like. I can spend 30 minutes to an hour fully outlining four blog posts instead of the hours it would take me before. And now I can go write those blog posts because I have a basic structure and it's a lot easier than trying to come up with everything on my own. It's pretty nice, right? Now, something we want to keep in mind here, before you think this is all you have to do, you always want to compare the results that you're getting from AI to industry conversations or customer conversations. I double check the work. I look at my SEO stats. I even look at trends to ensure that AI is correct. Remember, depending on what version of AI you're using, it could be behind. So you want to make sure that you're able to, that you are double checking what you get out. Now, because it's focused and it helps you drill down, it still saves you a ton of time, even with this fact checking that you're doing. Now, once you have that outline and those topic ideas, you can use it to write first drafts. I'm never going to tell you to let AI write an entire blog article for you. Why is that? Now, besides the fact that many of us can now spot AI-generated content because it all kind of sounds the same, you lose the human touch when AI just spits out and writes the entire thing. Instead, you're going to let AI create the first draft for you, and then you're going to go through and edit and add your brand voice to it, maybe add stories, things that connect people, metaphors, things like that. Now, not only when you edit it does it allow you to catch the factual errors that you have to worry about, but it also helps you to refine what AI gave you and make it fully your own. Now, to me, this is especially important because, honestly, anyone can get the same response out of an AI tool, and you want your content to be unique. You don't want to have somebody else's content on your website, right? You also want it to be fine-tuned for your audience and their needs. AI, you can tell them who your audience is, but you are going to know your audience better than you can ever train an AI tool to do. So you want to make sure that you're just using this little bit of fine-tuning human process and not totally rewriting an article, but definitely not just copying and pasting directly from an AI tool into your website. Now, another important thing to keep in mind here is that copyright law and AI is a mess right now. The consensus is that we cannot copyright what comes out of AI because copyright defines that it requires human creation. There's a whole lot of, does it count as human creation if we tell an AI tool to generate that content? To protect your business and your content, you need to make sure you're editing and refining what you get out of AI. So again, you're not caught up in any problems down the line. Now, another great way to use AI, maybe my favorite way to use it, help us improve what we're creating. Now, we've all been there. One-person teams trying to do too many roles within a marketing department. It can be fun because you get to be creative, but it can also be downright exhausting. If you're worried about, say, ranking higher on Google and improving your SEO, then your blog content needs to be optimized for SEO. Harsh truth, not everybody has time to learn it, right? Understanding what we need to put in those blogs to rank higher on Google can be a rabbit hole that not everybody has the time to go down. Now, there are a lot of AI tools that can help us improve our content specifically for SEO. You can have it scan your current article and offer suggestions, maybe generate the content that you then edit and tweak, of course, and even work to track your ranking across search engines. Now, if SEO is new to you, then you can use a tool like Surfer SEO to optimize your content for up to 20 main keywords. That's a lot for one article, but it can help you do that. Now, Surfer says they use NLP solutions, machine learning, Google compliant strategies to create and optimize the content that you're getting out of their service. Now, you can also use this to help you check for plagiarism and accuracy. Of course, you still want to do your human fact checking, right? But this can save you a lot of time and money, especially if you're generating a lot of blog articles for your website. Or if you want to have a little bit more help in just boosting what you're creating, you can use something like Rank IQ that helps you create these SEO content briefs. with ideas that Google might want you to cover, helping you kind of outline your blog post a little bit more effectively in minutes. You can then use its writing assistant to help you add relevant content to those posts and even go back and optimize old posts that are underperforming and improve their SEO. This used to be a by hand process, and now we have tools that makes this a lot faster. The nice thing is this makes it a lot more in reach for people with all sizes of marketing budgets. Now, perhaps one of the worst parts of AI is its tendency to sound like, well, AI. Like we said at the beginning of this episode, people have a tendency to be able to spot AI written content because it all kind of sounds the same. So if you want to do this a little bit better, you can actually use it to train your brand voice instead. So the first drafts that you're getting out are better from the beginning. Now you can create that brand voice simply by using a few prompts courtesy of Savannah Riley, which I've pulled from her great LinkedIn article that's linked in today's show notes so you can go read the whole thing. Now this very simple process will help you do a really quick train on ChatGPT, Google Gemini, and then you can reference it later on. So the first thing that you're gonna do is you're gonna open whatever content generator tool you're using and just enter the following request. Please create a tone of voice based on the text below. And then after that, you're going to copy and paste in the same spot some text that you want it to build a brand voice from. So, and then you're going to hit submit or send. Now, it's going to come back, if it's Gemini or ChatGPT, it's going to come back with, hey, these are the things that we are noticing. This is how we would describe this brand voice. Now, you can tell it to remove pieces if you think they're wrong. And then basically you tell it to save that description as your brand voice. Give it a name. And then the next time that you go to pull and write a first draft, you can say, hey, write this in this brand voice that you've saved for me before. It's pretty cool. This helps you to match your first drafts to your more unique style, and it helps you save some time in the editing process. Now, keep in mind, you don't want to add any sensitive information into ChatGPT or Gemini to create your brand voice. So this should be something that is easily found on the internet. It's already out there. Nothing that's behind any gated, you know, paid only community. We always need to be mindful of what we're feeding into AI tools because they learn from their inputs and use that to help others. So we want to be very careful about what we're putting into AI and turning it over for it to use for somebody else. Now you might be wondering, this all sounds amazing. Why do I need the human element with my artificial intelligence tools? I'll be honest, I saw a lot of fear a year ago amongst marketers that they were going to be replaced by AI when ChatGPT launched. And I've heard stories of short-sighted supervisors doing just that to save some time and save some money. Okay, so why is that a terrible, terrible idea? Not only is AI not there yet, but it's also devoid of the human touch that we so desperately need in marketing right now. What drives most marketing these days? Authenticity. And this isn't just me saying it because it sounds good to say that people like an authentic brand. Studies have found that 70% of consumers reportedly spend more with brands that they feel are authentic. 70% spend more. It's pretty staggering amount of money, right? Why do I think that is? Honestly, I think that it's becoming more needed because of AI. Okay, so let's talk about this. AI exploded so fast and so rapidly that all of a sudden we were starting to wonder what's real. Deep fake images were already around, but thanks to AI, they became far more prevalent and easy to create. And honestly, it's been terrifying. Just think about what happened to Taylor Swift earlier this year. They had to completely remove her as a search term on Twitter because this was a huge issue. Listen, it's great that we can create content with AI, but how do we know that anything that we're creating or any content that we're reading is based in reality at all? We need to add an emotional connection to our content. When we add the human element into our marketing, we're creating a sense of trust. You can't get more authentic than by creating content yourself. Yes, you can use AI to help you create and write content faster. But when you add those oversights, those stories, those customer examples and experiences, you're going to create content that is far more powerful than what AI can ever produce for you. Because to tap into human emotions, we need to be human. And while many of us make purchases where we think we're making these purchases based on logic alone, we're also doing so because of how a company or even a sales rep made us feel when we went to buy something. Full stop. Because of the reviews we read from other humans who have used that product or service. Because of what we see a company doing for its local community and customers. We buy based on emotion far more than I think we're ever going to admit, especially marketing professionals, because we think, no, we understand these things. We're not going to fall prey to those tricks. But you know what? I bet you do it too. Now, the other less fun part of AI, we're not really sure what all legal implications are going to happen and where this is going to grow. It's not surprising that technology is moving faster than we can make laws to aid its ethical use. Did you watch some of the congressional hearings about TikTok in the last year or so? Those guys can't even understand that Singapore isn't in China, let alone how AI works or algorithms. The basic definition of copyright law is that to copyright it, it needs to be human generated. Now, ChatGPT at one point claimed ownership of what you got out of its service. It no longer does that and says that if you create it, it's yours. But it's also possible that you're getting out content that's eerily similar to someone else because we're not going to be all of that creative with the prompts we're putting in ChatGPT, right? When you just copy and paste from an AI tool, you may not be able to claim copyright over that content. Just full stop. That means a competitor can publish an eerily similar blog to you and you have zero recourse for that. Use AI to generate ideas and get you going, but you want to always go back through and add that human touch with whatever AI gives you. How can you use AI effectively, but also ethically in your marketing strategies? Just follow these best practices. First, you're going to establish guidelines for your organization and make sure everyone is following the same set of rules. Just full stop, everybody needs to be doing the same thing and using it the same way. Second, you're going to focus on using it to generate ideas and improve your content, but not replace a copywriting professional. Bad. No. Always have a process for fact-checking and human editing in your content process when you're using AI. Number four, make sure you're focusing on the value for your audience first, just like if you were creating the content without AI. And number five, never copy and paste directly from AI without modifying it for your needs. Now, I'm a firm believer in using AI to help me improve my content and make my life as a business owner easier. But I know that I can't remove my expertise from my content either. Creating a process for how your business or organization uses AI keeps everyone on the same page, maintains your brand voice and unique identity, and allows you to use it effectively while not putting your company at risk. Now, you can use AI to create higher quality content in a much faster time frame. Something I know we all struggle with right now as we work to turn out so much information for our audience. But we must remember that AI needs to be used ethically. Can it help you ideate, improve, and create content in a much faster time frame? Absolutely. But can it also churn out information that isn't factual or doesn't fit your audience? Unfortunately, that's also absolutely true. If you want to get the most out of AI, then it's time to do so responsibly. It doesn't even need to take too much more of your time when you put this right effort in either. If you loved our episode today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or share this with an entrepreneur friend of yours who needs to hear it. Now, if you have questions about today's episode, reach out at captcoder.com. That's CAPTcoder.com or on Instagram at Captain Coder. Thanks so much for tuning in and talk to you next week.